Hey, friend! Welcome to Perspectives into Practice, a place where life's stories meet practical wisdom. Together, we'll explore how faith-filled perspectives can transform the way we live, love, and grow. So grab a seat, settle in, and join us on this journey to turn inspiration into action. Let's dive in. Hey friends, we're back for another powerful episode with my friend Alex. Last time we talked about all that it means to be made in God's image. It was powerful and amazing. If you did not get to listen to it, go back and listen to it because it is amazing. And today we're going to shift gears to something that we all experience, uncertainty. So, Alex, do you have another fun fact for us before we dive in?
Well, I feel like we have to keep it on the little creepy crawly train that we're on. The other fun fact is I have never been stung by a bee or a wasp or anything like that.
Which is amazing.
I don't know.
Amazing.
How, but
and
I'm
you're
like,
from Missouri?
Jesus. I am from Missouri.
So they don't just don't have what I know what it is. You call ahead like I do about snakes and you just go
100%.
Yep. That's it. That's it. Great.
Say, get them out. I don't want them. And they're gone. So it's great.
I'm heading in. Get them out. That's right. I love it. Wonderful. So fear and uncertainty. These things can creep in at any point in any stage in our life. But the Bible tells us that we have faith over fear. So what do you say that this means? What is this? How do we live that out in life when life feels shaky, when we don't know what's going on?
Yes, this is something I've been thrown in the best way, thrown right into. Faith over fear. Like there is so much uncertainty in literally every single day that I've come to find out. And you can live from a place of being scared, which is my default, very much, very fearful of, you know, a lot of things. Or you can have a perspective shift and be like, I have no idea what this day is going to hold. I have no idea what this week or month, year is going to hold, God, but I trust you.
Yeah.
And this season, again, like, I feel like these questions are right on what I'm exactly walking through, but just, you know, being like, all right, like, God, like, I've got to trust you because if I don't, I will explode.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So what has been the hardest part of in this season of choosing faith over fear? What's been the hardest part for you?
So having so many different city and job changes, and it's so easy to default and go into a shell almost. So the hardest part is being like, okay, God, like instead of going into the shell and not fully experiencing the city that I live in and going out to explore different things in the city or at my new job, you know, like not being intentional with like making relationships with coworkers and stuff like that. It's very easy to be like, okay, I'm just going to stay with what I know and shelter up. Or I can be like, okay, actually God, like where do you need me to move and where do you need me to go out in my city or where do you need me to, what coworker or client or how do you need me to speak to these people? What do you need me to do? And just really having faith, like, okay, God, if you are leading me to this place, you've brought me specifically to Nashville. I know that you have. Like, why? Yeah. Why am I here? So asking the question, like, why? And letting him respond. And when he does respond, know that, yes, there is obedience there. Like, you probably should do what he says.
Yeah.
And know that where he's leading you, it's not going to be a place of disaster, you know, like he's got you, he's got his hand on you and he's not going to like just say, oh, got you there. Bye. You're in. Good luck.
Yeah.
And so just remembering that when something is scary or seems scary, like initially, like, okay, he's got me here for a reason. He led me here. Now I'm going to have faith that he's going to follow through with it.
So. Yeah.
That's a tough part and very much still walking through that.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like the Lord gives us these things to not only walk through and learn from, but also to be able to get to a place where you can talk about it to others, which is where we are now, which is beautiful. But also, like, know that no matter where you are in these seasons of fear, whether it's like a momentary, you know, fear, or if it is truly a season where I know that you were going through a lot of changes and you were like, Lord, I feel like you're leading me this way, but I feel stuck in this way. And if I go this way, where am I going to live? And how am I going to get there? And what about this one over here? And I can't leave. Like, I remember the tumultuous season that this was for you. And so what practically did you do in that? Because I know that, yes, we can pray, but like, can you think of a situation that you can share that, like, this is what I did and this is how it worked? Because I know that in nothing are we perfect, and, you know, we're all learning every single day. But is there anything specific that you can share on that?
Okay, so the one that comes to my head immediately is the move from 30 minutes down the road. And I was presented with this, honestly, God-given opportunity to, like, start being able to fulfill the dream that I've had for the longest time, which is being able to personal train, like, be one-on-one with my clients and this whole thing. And there was an opportunity that opened up. And as soon as it was, like, presented to me, I immediately was like, nope, this can't be from the Lord. This isn't it. This isn't, like, I was terrified because I knew that meant change. I knew that meant moving, like relocating. I knew that meant, like, relationships I had built with the clients and the people I had before, like, that was going to be gone because I would have new clients and different things, and my safety and my comfort and what I've known for the past 4 years, like, all of it's going to change. And I was terrified. I was like, there's no way that this opportunity seems so perfect. Like, this is going to work out, like, all these things. So I was having, like, a freak out and, like, God, this can't be you. Like, I need something. Like, I don't know. And I specifically, after kind of taking little baby steps with him, like, just, I was like, okay, I'm just going to test it out. We'll just see. We'll just go see the gym. We'll go meet the owner, like, just different things.
Yeah.
I remember it was kind of like down to game time. Like, you either make the decision or you don't. And I felt like the Lord was like, look up the name of the owner, what his name means. Hmm. His name is Jack. And I was like, that's an odd request, but okay, great. And his name meant God is gracious. Mm. I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty, like, all right. Mm. So after continuing to talk to Jack and, like, just different things and how logistically, how it would work out and everything, there's just a piece. Mm. And I was like, okay, God, like, his name, you've said, means God is gracious. So I have zero clients right now going into that. And I'm cutting back my hours at where I was working. Like, you are the only one who can make this happen. And once I decided to take that leap and be like, all right, we're in. And if this fails, like, mom and dad, please let me move back in, like, something, you know, I was like, okay, here we go. So I did. And I kid you not, like, the Lord, he has been so gracious, honestly, and through Jack, like, God is gracious, of course, but he also uses people. And in the way that Jack, I'm so thankful for him and how he has helped me get the clients that I have and has been such a mentor and, like, just a great helper and someone to, like, come under and be like, okay, this is how you, like, teach how to train. And, like, he's been in the game for a long, long time. So I'm just so thankful. And being able to look, that's been almost two and a half years now, three years. I don't even know where we're at. It all runs together. But being able to look back on that and be like, wow, God, like, I see your hand in this whole move and the new job and, like, being able to fully transition out of what I was doing to where I'm being able to full-time do personal training. It is such a miracle. And it is not, like, I literally could not have done that on my own. So being able to see his hand when I did step out in faith, like, that has given me the confidence to be be like, okay, God, I know you did this here and I trusted you. Okay, now we're leading me over here. Okay, yeah. I have more, it's almost like I have a more of a confidence in him. Not that yeah. I need to have yeah. that, but it's like, you know, and so that is one of the, I will literally never forget. And is such a, that was like a pivotal moment in my yeah. life. Like, he's got me and he still continues to get me like throughout this. And so being able to look back on that and be like, that's it, yes. you know?
Oh, my goodness. So walking through that fear, as you were describing that, it made me think of when Jesus calmed the storm and he's like, he's telling, is it Peter? Peter was in the boat. Is it Peter?
I think, yeah.
His name is Peter. One of his disciples was in the boat. We'll look back on this later. We'll figure it out. And he says, step out of the boat. And he's like, dude, there's a little storm. There's some waves. There's, I'm not a fish. Can't swim. Like, I'm almost drowned. Right? He's got all of these worldly, earthly thoughts that are all completely valid. But Jesus is like, I need you to trust me and just step out. And even just the intention of saying yes in his head, even like as that first thought is being planted, he's saying, all right, I'm going to do this. Before his foot even touched the water, he already had decided. I mean, because if you've ever been a boat and you're trying to walk out on it, it's a slippery thing. That thing is moving side to side and right. you don't just simply step out of it. Like, there is a lot of faith, even when you know where you're stepping, right? And as you were saying that, that's like the story I can see in my mind is like, that is faith over fear. And so when you were going through that specific story, because I know that you've had many more, but I love that because I do remember that so perfectly.
Yeah.
What kind of verses or like, was there anything specific that you went through in your day to like get to that place of faith over fear where you were like, absolutely, I know that this is it? Or was it just a constant working? What did that look like?
Honestly, the verse that I think I shared last time is, fear not, for I am with you. I will uphold you by my righteous right hand. That verse has been so pivotal because, like, knowing that he is with me, he has gone before me, he has gone behind me, he's all around me. Like it says in scripture, like that his hand is on me, and no matter where I go, whether I am stepping where he's calling me to step or if I accidentally misstep, like, he's got me, you know? And that was like the first, like, okay, I'm clinging to this word because I know what you say is true and you do not lie.
Yeah.
And then stepping out and having him literally catch me and just be like, here, you know?
Yeah.
Those two things together have like changed so much in my life and how I approach big situations and how I'm learning to approach day-to-day situations. Because honestly, I feel like sometimes the day-to-day, having faith in little day-to-day things is harder than having faith. Okay, God, like, provide this job, provide this house, provide, you know, those things that we can't necessarily see. But
so what is the practical way that you do that in small ways that our friends can maybe take away from this that you're learning?
That's still learning.
We're working on it.
I'll get back to you on that one.
Come back for episode three.
but it's just remembering, like, even like the little things, like when I wake, like one of the things when I wake up in the morning, I am not a morning person. I don't like to wake up early. I never have. But waking up and being like, God, if I am tired, usually it's just whatever, I just don't want to get up. But if I am physically tired and having faith that, okay, if I, like, God, like, I need energy for today. I want to do this day with you, not through my own strength and not through my own just going through the motions because I'm tired, but I have faith, like, that you'll give me the boldness, that you'll give me the energy, the motivation to do what I need to do. But saying that prayer, so having faith to say that prayer, but also believing that it's going to come through. Like, he's going to meet you exactly where you're at, and like believing for that. Like, that is what I'm working on pretty intentionally right now because it's so easy. Like, I'm tired. I don't want to, I'm not talking to you. I'm not, you know, and like, I don't want to, I don't feel like I want to even be, do what you need me to do. Yeah. You know, like we all have those days. So that is what I'm working on.
I love that. We've talked about Bible verses to help. We've talked about truths that we can say. Is there any other bit of encouragement that you could say to someone who is struggling with fear right now?
Another verse that came into my head was, "For I've not given you a spirit of fear. I've given you power, love, and a sound mind." And just honestly repeating that over and over and over again, like, and just taking a breath, like if you, I mean, we all get stressful situations. We all just have those moments that you're like, I literally can't, I don't know how to control this. I don't know what to do. Like, just taking a big old deep breath and just repeating that, like, God did not give me a spirit of fear, power, love, and a sound mind. Like, again, like, just having those verses that you can just pull from quickly, like, and even just speaking the name of Jesus. I know you you spoke on this, but like, there's so much power in his name. Like, he is like, that's all you have to say is Jesus.
Yes.
And just, you can even just say that just repeatedly. If you're in a situation where you're out in public or whatever, like, you don't have to, you know, Jesus, you can even say it under your breath. Like, and that is, there's, he is the Prince of Peace and his name is above any other name. And so speaking that just out and just resting, like, it'll calm you. Yeah. I mean, it can't help but not. It's Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
That would be probably my number one right there.
Yeah. And again, I feel like this goes back to that relationship. When we have that relationship with him, even when we're afraid, we can go to him. And even if we're anxious or we're worried or we're concerned, like, yes, we might not know what's on the other side, but we can trust that God is, period.
Right.
Full stop.
That's it.
We don't know what's on the other side, but he is. And like you said, even if what you're walking into wasn't quite the right step, he'll fix it. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. He got bumper rails on there. He'll move you back to where it's supposed to be. Mm. And I love that. Man, I love that about our Father, is that he is good. He's a good, good Father. And he wants the best for us, even when we can't see it. Even when we don't know what is ahead. He knows and already wants what's best for us. If we just put our faith in him and trust that he has got it, there ain't nothing to worry about.
That's like game over. We're good to go.
That's it. It's all done. Oh my goodness. Well, Alex, this has been so good. I'm so glad that you came back with us. Thank you for sharing your heart and your wisdom again with us. We'll definitely have to have you back because it just sounds like we have more things to talk about.
I'd love to.
So friends, if you love what you've heard, we would love to hear from you. So comment I think there's threads on podcasts or comments on podcasts. I'm new to this whole thing. I think there is, but if not, come find us over on Instagram and tell us what is one thing that you have learned from this episode, or maybe one thing that you've learned how to trust God in uncertain times. This is a topic that so many women and men for that matter struggle with. And I know that there is something out there that can be shared that is going to reach others. And this conversation just alone is going to make a big change in someone's life. So if this sounds like something that you need, if you like hearing what you're hearing, share this with a friend, hit the subscribe button so that you never miss an episode. And remember, even small shifts in perspective can lead to big changes. Now, go put those perspectives into practice.